Welcome to Insider's Guide to the Other Side, a production of iHeartRadio.
Hi, y'all. I'm Julie.
Hi there. I'm Brenda. Welcome to Insider's Guide to the Other Side.
Now, y'all need to know that we're obsessed with everything on the other side.
Yes, we are. Because once you learn to navigate the energetic, or to some, the invisible world, life is going to be more fun and much more serene.
Heck yes, it can. Because let's be honest, Bryn, Earth School is hard. In fact, you taught me that.
Let's crush Earth School together.
Well, hello, my witchy poo. How are you?
Oh my God.
I didn't plan that. I'm just going to say out loud.
Just inspired.
I was just inspired to howl. So
that is awesome. I am doing very well. I will not howl my response, but I'm doing very well myself. How are you?
I'm great. I'm going to tell you something really funny about a howl. We have this listener who I love. Her name is Shelley Ryder. Hi, Shelley. She lives in Oklahoma. We're not related. And she also is one of our patrons of Vibes. And when we sent out the code for Catherine's birthday, she put in an order. She got very excited because it was to get the Blame It on the Full Moon pouch. And then people got the plank with the moon phases on it. And it was really funny because, and she and I have become friends. So we text and stuff. But I went and Suzanne filled her order. I just wrote a card. And when I was writing the card, I howled at the moon for her. Within seconds, she sends me a text and she goes, "I just heard you howl. Did you just do?"
No.
Oh, yeah. This woman
oh,
is.
Oh, that's so good.
Oh, yeah. This woman is like very
badass
connected.
Good.
Oh, she's badass connected. She's amazing.
That's awesome.
Yeah, isn't that funny?
That is awesome. All right, Michelle, this one's for you. There must be something in this episode for you, Ben.
Oh, God, I love her. Yeah, she's fantastic. Anyway, so I had to howl.
I did not know that was one of your gifts.
Isn't that funny? And you know, when Sookie starts to bark, and if I start to howl, I can get her to howl. And her cute little like dog mouth just goes, like a little puppy, because she still acts like a puppy, and it's just the cutest thing. So if I can get her to howl, so I howl all the time now, so I decided to howl at you. I can't explain it. I don't know what else to say other than that. That's all I got.
I believe you.
So howling, by the way, has nothing to do with this episode. This episode is actually inspired by one of our listeners, and I believe that Nikki has been with us since the beginning. She's very dedicated and absolutely love her. And she wrote a very long note to us that we wanted to just dedicate this episode to what she was asking about. And so we're going to call it Vibrational Cycles. And just to give everybody just a quick overview of why we wanted to do this is, you know, this is so much about the energy, the vibration that we are at, you know, day in and day out. And with what she's asking us to do is, you know, really for us to discover, to know who we are. And I wrote a note here, like, even when the storms are raging. So I just want everybody to keep that in mind, because this is really, I think, the intent of this episode.
Right. Because Earth School is hard.
Man, is it right? Ever.
Bring it.
So I'm going to bring it. So I'm going to read, and we'll see how well I read or how many times I stop. But it says, "Hey, gals," with the emoji with the three hearts around it. "I hope you're feeling the good vibes from the universe these days, always sending them your way." By the way, thank you, Nikki, because we tend to be forgotten in that. We are such giving out that a lot of times people don't think about the kind of the teachers in things. I think that's really lovely. So thank you. She was always sending them your way. "If I ask a possible repeat question, forgive me." You are forgiven, sister. "I haven't been able to catch up for a few weeks. You know how it goes." So she's apologizing for not listening to the show and she for 2 weeks, but she will catch up. She says, "I've been thinking on something and I thought I'd reach out and ask for perhaps small but big to me clarification. We talk often about high vibrations and keeping our vibration high as we go through our life. I wonder about vibrational frequencies when dealing with traumatic topics in the really small and painstaking hard work of relationships. I wonder if I'm just not connected completely or what, but when you're doing that hard work, is it more like whatever vibrational energy you bring to it? I don't think that's a good sentence, Nikki, but you're forgiven for that. Maybe if you're learning to manage your mental health and figure out your panic or defense responses, and you're able to sort of break them down, the vibrational response is just naturally higher that way, question mark. But I wonder about those situations. Okay, I'm going to keep going. Is that okay?
Or do I stop? Yeah, this is amazing.
But I wonder about like those situations that are just naturally darker topics. The parts of your life when you actually dealt with evil, perhaps, low vibrational people. I am just rambling now, I suppose.
Ramble away.
That's what we do when we feel like we've written too much, but she's not rambling. I think she's amazing. But I understand that high vibe fake positivity, which I think is really interesting. I love that she brought that up. Isn't what high vibrations are really about. That's like, right? That's you're trying to tell yourself something,
ding, ding,
right?
Ding,
you're
ding,
like,
ding, ding.
Right? It's very, very powerful, which is why that is what like, really brought me in to this. I've been thinking about this a lot in the midst of all the protests in the last year and being sort of provided challenge and opportunity and having those discussions about racism with my family. There are some things that I know I can work through by bringing a high vibration to the energy of the room, but there are also situations where the vibration tanks while the energy peaks. Is this something more to do with boundary setting and learning how to keep your vibration grounded? But then I know the chakras all vibrated at different levels, so I'm just being able to be free enough to transition from one vibration or another. Okay, I'm always maxing out the word count. Just some thoughts and questions. Love you guys. I hope the fiery energy of Leo season is treating you well. And then she did write, third message, rats. So I just had to add that part to it because that made me giggle super duper hard about
so
saying
awesome.
Rats. Okay, so there's a lot packed in here.
Ooh, how about it? How about it?
It's a lot.
Yeah,
and
but it's
all
so good.
Great.
It's so good. And I think before we dive in, we should take a break.
I think we should too.
Okay, we're going to take a break. We're going to reorganize and we're coming right back because this is an awesome question. And welcome back to the Nikki Hour.
I think she's going to love this.
We love this. This is awesome.
I have one thing and I'm going to start kind of at the top with it. But there's something that she said that we talk often about high vibrations and keeping our vibration high as we go through our life. Here's what I want to say about that. I don't want anybody to feel that if they don't think their vibration is high, that they're failing. We encourage people to raise their vibration, knowing how hard our school is. So if you are feeling low, we're going to talk about some things to remind you to bring yourself back up. And of course, I have to do an elf confession because I'm good at those.
Yes.
You know, the elf with no shame. Not long ago, I think I was feeling a bit what Nikki is feeling. It's like and I also had a conversation about this too, which is also I love, is when I can have the conversation of my personal life and then Brenda, you send me something. It's like, we should talk about this. It's like, wait, I've just had this conversation. That's the best thing ever. It's like, it's that confirmation. Yes, we must discuss this.
Yeah.
Because I was asked a question similar, but with different language that Nikki is asking. And it was from a friend who said, you know, I used to get, all of these, she called them kind of psychic hits. Mm-hmm. She goes, I haven't been getting them. And I said, I understand. Mm-hmm. And I said, I understand so much so that I actually started wearing a piece of Moldavite, which by the way, I don't wear Moldavite anymore. I can't. It will do to me what it, not probably not to the extreme sense that it would do to you, but it would feel like it would blow my head off.
Yeah.
But what happened to me, because I was feeling that kind of low mm-hmm. vibration, it actually made me feel calm. Because it's like it chilled my shit out and I felt it was a sense of happiness mm. and calmness. And that with lapidolite was really great for me. But I only say this about the rocks because it's one that I would really not work with.
Yeah.
But being where I felt I needed it and I knew what I needed. So this happens.
So I want to point out a couple of things about our, you know, keep your vibe high sort of thing. You'll notice that we don't say hit this frequency with your vibe. we're not giving you a frequency. Because sometimes when you're just having like the worst day for all kinds, it can be the smallest thing. It's usually the smallest thing that ends up pushing us over the edge, quite frankly.
Because I think it's an accumulation is why the small thing pulls us over, right?
Right, right. It's the cumulative effect. Remember, it's like, wait a minute. Okay, my vibe has taken a number of hits. I have to reset. I have to get higher than I am right now. It doesn't mean I have to hit the frequency of whatever.
If anybody wants to know, 720 is the frequency of your third eye. Nerdy elf had to interrupt.
But will it be beneficial for me to increase my vibration right now with a thought, with a prayer, with, you know, I've got these singing bowls behind me. Like, I can't even tell you. Like, it's just this beautiful envelopment of frequency, right? When you have a singing bowl or something, you know, a chime or something that just says, I need a little help. I need a little support. So I want to be clear about that saying. So sometimes it's like, can I just keep it higher than it is right now when I'm in the dirt? Right now, I can be in just in the dust that's above the dirt, you know? Right. And that's better, right? That's better than being face down in the dirt. Okay, I can gasp some air a little bit, you know, and obviously metaphorically speaking.
I think that's more than metaphorically speaking, Brenda, because there are times that you can feel in a way that you can't breathe.
Right. No, it is. That's true.
So it's real.
It's so true right now. And so, I mean, things are intense, right? So I just really want people to be clear, like, we're not judging you when your vibe isn't high. We all have that, right? Because we live on Earth School, you know, we're in the Earth School, and it's really like, it's one of those things. So just think, okay, is there anything I can do to raise my vibe right now? Because I'm really struggling. And it's not to a certain goal. It's just better is better. And that's it. Like, you don't need to be in a place where you're getting your psychic messages all the time. You don't, you can operate on Earth School and do really well and create a lot of good work on the planet. And you don't, you know, you don't need to be at, you know, 537 or whatever it is, but you can just be better and feel good about that. But we came to Earth School to experience it all, right? It's not like, oh, you came to experience the best only. No, nobody does. I promise you, nobody does that. Nobody is that. That's just not how Earth School works. We have to be in the dirt sometimes. So when we're not, we're like, oh God, remember that? I learned so much from that. I'm so much stronger. I'm so much better. I'm so much clearer, whatever it is. But it's not a better or worse life because you didn't struggle, right? I mean, first of all, it just doesn't even happen. Everybody struggles. Everybody's got their nightmares, right?
I've been asked lots of times of being in the industry what my favorite movie is. And my favorite movie has been Beauty and the Beast. And what I love about that movie is, you know, how can you possibly know beauty if you haven't met the beast? And then you start digging in deeper to the beast, and there's beauty in the beast. Yeah. And that is life.
And that is life.
With everything that's been going on in the world. So let's just hit this for a moment, because, you know, as you were talking about being in the dirt and how about, you know, the difficulties of Earth School isn't supposed to be, it kind of feels like all of us right now, everybody on the planet, is in a bit of like a masterclass or something where we are being tested at a level that we haven't been, I think is what I mean by calling it a masterclass.
And I'm telling you, this is not graded on a curve because we have got more people failing than we have passing.
And even those who, let's say, are passing, are they really?
Well, they're not passing, you know, they're not setting the curve,
right?
So this is, it's like, okay, so last year was just, you know, beyond hard. And the thing is, people are not coming out with as much grace as you would have hoped. They're coming out entitled. They're coming out, you know, I deserve because blah, blah, blah. And quite frankly, the systems around us are not up to speed. So they are setting themselves up for disappointment and making some hard lessons, right? And sometimes getting uglier and not finding that compassion and not going, oh yeah, that's right. We haven't done this in a while. You know, like it's pretty harsh out there. And we know we have a lot of empathetic listeners who are experiencing that stress, you know, two and three circles away from them, from then that's actually happening, but you're picking up on it. So it's really hard to keep that vibration high because you are sensing all that and processing all that stress that's just like static in the ether.
It is constant.
I want to talk just for a minute about how, you know, she talked about like faking the high vibe, right? It made me laugh. It made me laugh when I read it. It made me laugh when you read it. Read it out loud. So it's just, but there is something to be said sometimes to fake it till you make it because it's like, I can't reach it, but I know what it looks like. But when we were in grad school, in business school, they always said, make sure that your behavior, your leadership behaviors, anything you do on any given day, if it showed up on the front page of the Wall Street Journal, right, at the time was the Bible of the business world. And so sometimes it's like, even if you don't know, you don't feel it, but you're like, oh, I don't want to go there because my initial reaction is to, you know, yell at someone or be snippy or, you know, just kind of rude. And you're like, I'm just going to stay silent and walk away. Like you could consider that faking the high vibe, but can you see how that's better? Better is better. Like that is a better choice than activating it and putting it out into the universe where it creates this energetic ricochet chain of events that is spiraling negativity. So that is a choice, you know, that could be faking a high vibe that is useful. But there's also another choice where you are faking the high vibe and you're just saying the right words, but you're not even reaching for them. Mm-hmm. Like you know what I'm saying? You're like, I'm just going to spit back something I saw on Instagram today and people are going to be impressed by, but you're not even trying to reach them yourself.
You are so right. And there's so much of that goes on.
Well, you can just roll your eyes, like whatever, you know, but.
Right. But for your point though, about kind of fake it till you make it, this is about being present. And I have to say, if there is one thing that we are incredibly consistent about is being present, paying attention and being present. Present in the parts that you're in charge of, which is you, right? Being present in those aspects of what my thoughts are, what my actions are, what my words are.
That high accountability. Yep.
And in the way the world is now, no matter where you stand in it, right? No matter what side, I guess, that you believe that you're standing firm in, if you were trying to get your point across to someone that you know that won't take it, what you're doing is wasting your time. You're wasting your energy. You're wasting your vibration.
Exactly.
And there's so much of that that's going on. And there's so much of like, and I think what one thing you said before about just using the word compassion, it feels like it's been lost.
Well, it's definitely not valued.
I say it's lost. You say it's not valued. But there's a compassion, you know, thing that goes on. And, you know, I will say, because I always feel like I have to confess stuff all the time. True confession. We've had stuff going on, like, you know, whether it's the electrician that comes in or the AC guy that needs in. I actually had a guy come out the other day to inspect the pool heater. He came to the front door and I said, I hate to ask this, but are you vaccinated? And he said, I'm not. I said, do you mind going around the back? And I said, I'm very sorry if you feel confronted by asking. But I just want us just to be open and honest, even though we've never met. Like, that's how I, and you know what? He was fine. Later on, he said, yeah, I just don't believe in it. And I'm like, that's okay. I'm not here.
Judging you right or wrong. I'm judging whether it's appropriate for you to come in my house.
Correct. And that is it. You know, I believe you are great at your profession and he is. And that was what I wanted the exchange to be. But that was also being honest and not picking a fight. Because I don't want to pick fights.
But you're so intentional with that.
I have been incredibly intentional with that. Now, I'll pick fights about racism all fucking day long, but I am not going to pick a fight about this. Are we going to break?
We are going to break. We'll be right back. And welcome back to the Nikki Hour.
So I'm going to read a piece that I think is a important part for us to address. She says, but I wonder about those situations that are just naturally darker topics. The parts of your life when you actually dealt with evil, perhaps, low vibrational people. She goes, I'm just rambling now, I suppose. But I think it's that piece of it that I think that we wanted to talk a bit more about.
You know, it's funny because you can take that question a couple different ways. You know, the naturally dark parts, it can be of ourselves as well as it can be other people. Right. And I want to be really clear about that. Recently, I taught the Enneagram introduction class, and after the presentation, this is in the first class, after the presentation of the nine types, one of my students said, oh my God, I could have saved myself $10,000 studying shadow work if I had taken this class first.
You need to charge more.
Apparently I'm undercharging. because, you know, this, we don't get off the planet without having our own work to do. And so there are dark parts of ourselves. There are things absolutely where some of us have so much shame that we can never let go, because you can actually let go and say, hey, that was in our school lesson that I failed. I can get a do-over. I can enroll in that class, because we get re-enrolled in classes every day of how we're going to choose to show up, right? That's where Earth School is. And so I just want to point those things out, whether it's shadow or darkness from someone else or from ourselves, to go in and go, you know what? They may have failed the Earth School lesson of lightness. They have, you know, and nailed the Earth School lesson of embracing the shadow. But it just came out sideways and they didn't take responsibility, but they slimed me with it, right? So they're going to go back and do that again, or I'm going to go back and do that lesson again. And so there are absolute, you know, just acknowledging, whew, that's a really intense darkness. That's a really heavy lesson that can do a lot of damage if you don't clean that stuff up. Like, these are things that happen on the regular, and it can feel very personal. It can impact you personally, but it doesn't have to be held as personal, because a lot of times people don't really have consciousness or aren't present with what they're doing. They're not aware that they have choices. They're just reacting instead of actually creating. Like in your example with the pool guy, you know, that poor guy, you know, goes to people's houses every day. And sometimes the fact he's not vaccinated becomes a thing, right? That he burns on all day long. So like, we get to have choices and just keep bringing it and go, what am I choosing? Regardless of their behavior, what am I choosing? Right. And again, walking away, restating your intention, apologizing for anything that was upsetting.
And also knowing who we are, because I think what you tapped into, Brenda, is so important, because humans like to blame. And we'd like to blame everybody else for stuff.
It's so much easier.
It's so much easier to blame, right? Yeah. So as you, our listeners, are taking those moments of being present and figuring out what's going on, don't forget the mirror.
Because otherwise, how are you going to grow? I mean, don't get me wrong. Every story loves a villain, like, right? Because when we tell stories, we usually make the other people wrong. But how do we really not tell a story, but learn the lesson?
Right. And the shadow part is so important, you know, understanding that about yourself. And I know when that little bitch gets out and I got to lasso her and bring her back and say, thank you for being here, because usually it's about my protection. You know, there's some sort of safety protection thing, and how it manifests itself doesn't look like that. It can look like I'm an asshole, because I'm so clear on who I am. And I use myself as an example for folks, just so you can put yourself in your own shoes. Cause sometimes you need an example to even know where your shoes are.
Cause literally it's in the shadow, right? So this is it. Unless you've done the work, it's hard to know.
So I'm very clear. I have a real problem of going out and seeing people in stores without masks on. So guess what I don't do? I don't go into stores, people. I don't do it. No, for real. But that's intentional.
Yeah.
Because one is, I don't need to put myself through it, because I know what to expect. So I don't need to put myself through it. And I don't need to have that energetic exchange with someone, because I don't need to do that to them either.
And that's just staying really present and really accountable to what you know. Oftentimes, what can be a sample of a trigger is when you get really defensive or start qualifying. No, you don't understand, you know, and like, that's usually you've been triggered, and there's probably a shadow thing there. Or when you attack and start judging people as wrong, when you don't really know what's going on, there's something that, you know, was super sensitive in you that you are triggered into that shadow behavior. And so it's when you're really on those extremes.
And in with the case of what's happening in the world, you know, the best thing that anybody can do is actually be informed, and people not on social media. That is not how you get informed about what's going on in the medical community. No, I'm really like, it sounds like a joke, and it should be a joke, but stop. If you want to know what's going on, at least go to the CDC website. Do something if you really want to know what's going on in terms of this aspect. But in general, if you can be better informed, and being better informed is understanding what's happening on the outside, but more important, what's happening on the inside. Be informed about who you are.
So Nikki, I hope that helps put into perspective about how we think about managing our vibration, and that keeping your vibe high is not the goal. It's an invitation to think, would it help my current situation if I did something to consciously shift my vibration?
Right. We've talked about this in many episodes, but I think we should do just a quick recap. You said music and sound. Absolutely brilliant way. Olfactory senses.
Essential oils.
A candle. Whatever it may be that you get a scent that can like transport you out of that being face down, right?
Lavender is a really good way to do it.
Oh, hello,
but Sailor. Also don't, like, you know, a lot of the museums now have websites on, you know, that you can go visit, like beautiful art.
Yes.
It's like so soothing and inspiring. And of course, we have our friends, the crystals.
Of course, the crystals. I want to get to the photograph really quick. I know you were trying to close the episode, but I'm not going to let you close it quite yet. But
what photograph?
And I'm going to explain the visual part of it is when I first met Roxanne, when she did that reading for me, telling me that I'm dark and earthy and Suzanne was light and fluffy.
Yeah.
And she asked me, she goes, do you know what a shaman is? And I'm like, I think so. And the way that she described it in modern day shamanism is she said, you know, there is a man that she knows that the way that he expressed his shamanism, that he would take photographs of rocks skipping across the water because it brought peace to people. It was a peaceful thing for people to see. And so I say that quick story because of the visual, because you had brought that up, is, you know, we don't need to try to discount something like a photograph or a picture or a painting or going to a museum or something. I haven't met a person that's left a museum mad. I also don't know anybody that's held a piece of lepidolite for more than a minute and was mad.
I don't know what I'd do without lepidolite. Yeah.
Right? Oh, same. Has inhaled lavender and have been mad. I don't know anybody that doesn't have a singing bowl or some sort of, like you said, chimes. I have my drums in my office that I will just go to town. Not one time have I finished and I was mad. These are those things to understand about who you are. Meditation, of course.
Hula hooping, dancing.
And you know the funny thing about dancing lately, and I'm a terrible dancer, I've been dancing a lot in the house. And Suzanne goes, what the hell is wrong with you? I'm like, nothing, baby. And I was like, I'm dancing for right now. Nothing, baby, nothing's wrong with me. And I just do like this funny dance thing, but it elevates.
Yeah, it shifts the vibration, right?
I think that's one of the ways I've been trying to do that. So I just wanted to do that quick round robin for people. If you have anything else, Brenda, to share with them, I think
that was awesome.
Go for a walk. You know, if you're just tired of being, if you're somebody who, listen, like us, we are quarantining, we're self-lockdowning.
Mostly just with work, but yes.
Yeah. But if you're locked down and you start going down a spiral of being in the same spot all the time, go out for a drive. I mean, that's another way, you know, there's ways to do it.
Yeah. Visually it's so important. I have a client who actually is out in the world for the first time. From San Francisco, who was one of the first cities to shut down, right? And she is out in the world and she's like, I can't believe I'm not in my living room anymore. This is amazing.
I've been out going, I wish I could go back to my living room.
Find out what works for you is our point. But mostly the only thing I want to say is thank you, Nikki. I hope this helps. Embrace all the frequencies and know that you get to choose where you want to spend more time. Doesn't mean we can't get ricocheted into sheer joy or sheer fierceness, like anger, depression, whatever. And we can get help or do things to impact where we want to land.
And bring your tool chest with you. You know what works. So always have it accessible, something accessible. Thank you, Nikki. Thank you, Witchy Poo. That's amazing. I love you. Always the best of insights. And thank you, thank you, thank you.
So good. Thank you. We love your questions. And especially, Nikki, thank you for taking the time. Because remember, our school is hard.
Without the other side. Thanks, everybody.
Bye, everybody. Thanks for joining us, everyone. And a special thanks to our producer, Maya Cole, who guides us while we guide you.
Hit us up on Instagram at OtherSideGuides or shoot us a note at OtherSideGuides@iHeartRadio.com. And you can even call us at 833-22-GUIDE to leave us a message.
We want to know what you think. We want to know what you know. And we want to hear your stories.
And remember,
Earth School is hard
without the other side. Insider's Guide to the Other Side is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.